Special thanks to Horn for helping us bring you today's PEO Leadership Snippet podcast. Welcome to our Snippets podcast. I'm Leon Gorin, CEO and President of PEO Leadership, North America's premier peer-to-peer network and leadership advisory firm. Today, I'm very excited to welcome Alex Talmar, the President of the Canadian Operations of Glasshouse Systems, a North American company that provides IT infrastructure, security, cloud, and managed services for large corporations and government, and is a trusted partner in IBM's ecosystem. Alex joined Glasshouse Systems back in October 2009 as a sales executive and rose in the ranks, becoming president in 2022. Today, the company has grown to over 100 employees during his tenure. He's a new addition to our PEO leadership community and is already making his mark. Alex, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Leon. It's great to be here.
So maybe we can start off a little bit with telling us, I rambled off what Glasshouse is about, but I'd rather hear it from you, the president. What are the primary services that you guys offer?
So Glasshouse was started as a more focused on the infrastructure side, the enterprise infrastructure, and really made a transformation, I would say probably about 7-8 years ago, and started to do more and more services. So services in the cyberspace. So we design, deploy, and then manage customers' security environments. And also into managed services of the IT infrastructure. It was predominantly on-premises, but as the move to the cloud, then we are now also managing customer environments, wherever it is, which is on-premises or the cloud, across North America.
What's the ideal client? You say government and also in the private side, but I'm thinking about our members. In terms of the ideal client size, are they very large? Clients that your government's huge, but in terms of the private side?
Canadian-wise, I would say it's mostly mid to enterprise large ones, Canadian. But in the US, it's more medium size.
Okay, now that gives us a sort of a bit of an overview. So I was going to ask you, 14 years with the business. By the way, you have an interesting background, and I know you mentioned to me this. You did your MBA when you're 40 years old. We usually don't see a 40-year-old doing their MBA other than in the executive side, but you jumped in with 2 feet and did it right in there to get it done. So that's congratulations on that.
I felt like I had already my master's in engineering. So I had my bachelor in science and master's in engineering, in industrial engineering. But being in Canada since 2004, I felt it's the right thing to do in order to get more acquainted in terminology, get more business aspects to it, network more. And that's what's the key for me, the investment. It took me close to 4 years to complete the MBA. It was a part-time. I couldn't take time off work. So it was a part-time journey. It was worth it.
Working, 3 kids, and an MBA. All right, go get her. The other thing I noticed also is Technion University. That's where you did your undergrad, right? That was in Israel. Today, you're on the board, actually, on the Canadian. What's that all about?
So it's the Technion, which is, I've been called the MIT of the Middle East. I'm so proud of being part of it. So when I joined as a volunteer in the association here 3 years ago, and then I was asked to join as a board member. And really, the Technion Association here in Canada is about to promote the Technion in Israel, promote collaboration that is done in Canada, and of course, collect funds to be able to help in research and other activities of the Technion.
Coming back, as you sort of 14 years, coming in as a sales executive, you end up as the president. We have members that are CEOs, presidents, but we have a lot of members that are senior leaders, sort of aspiring to sort of move up. Are there any words of wisdoms or things that you've learned during that track that you could share with the group in terms of how you moved up within the organization? Because sometimes you see these leaders, they jump from organization to organization to move up the ladder quickly. So in your world, what were some of the things that you did to sort of help yourself move up? And what do you expect of the people below you today? It's probably the same expectations you're setting of them in terms of moving up the ladder.
I think it's the really thinking outside of your swim lane. I was in sales, right? So whenever there was any technical or project that is being worked on with other groups, departments, I wasn't kind of throwing the ball and waiting. I think some of the things that really helped me is really working with them to resolve any challenges or projects, things like that. So I was always kind of cross between, with HR, with finance, with technical. So I was really out there working with everyone, even things that are outside my realm.
And was that the culture of the organization to allow you to do that? Because some leaders will say, well, I have to get my job done. I don't really have the time to sort of sit there and help others if it doesn't fall within my own role and responsibilities.
I think it's some of the culture, yeah, because the founder of Glassman Systems, David Ntebe, that has passed away a couple of years ago, was one that promoted, you know, if you have an idea, come, let's do it. And it was a smaller organization. It was 30. When I joined, it was 32. Slowly grew, and it was welcomed, accepted, and that probably combination of that I was fortunate enough with being in such an organization that I was trusted with to make things happen.
So of the 32, and I know I didn't ask you this before, but there were 32 when you first joined. There's over 100 today. Of the 32 that were with you before, are many of them still there that have sort of grown as well with you?
I would say over half, at least.
Wow.
Yeah, some of them retired. Quite a few from the sales team are still there, and some of the technical. So even a couple from finance are still there. So
you came out of the IBM world. So you've worked for a multinational. Now you sell into the multinationals in a sense. IBM's helping you on that side. And now you work for a family-owned business. And so for someone looking inside or wanted to compare the two, and I laugh at a lot of my members, they always think the grass is greener on the other side. But what are the real differences? Like, could you, the pluses and minuses, and you don't have to get too elaborate on it, maybe at the very high end.
I think the real difference is in large organization, there's a lot of internal work facing in that needs to be done and leaves you a little, very little time, really work. In my, when I was at IBM, I was already also in sales, to work outside with customers. And you really, there's a very specific domain or territory or things that you can sell to specific set of customers that you can work with. And there's lots of limitations within a large corporation based on, you know, the policies, the governance, and risk averse. And a smaller one, you can make the impact. You think you can do something, then go and do that. It's really room for being proactive, innovative more, and see the results quickly. You make an impact right away. Large corporations, you won't see the difference as quickly.
And in your environment, on the recruiting side, do you find it harder to get more talent in a small organization versus a multinational today? Are you competing?
I am. We are competing. Yes, we are competing. It's not, our name is not the name as IBM and HP and others, right? So, but I think based on the name that already started to create in the ecosystem in IT, I think we very much sought after, but it is competitive.
Just in the talent market, Alex, has it changed or shifted? Like if we were talking about a year and a half ago, there seemed to be, the talent was really hard to find. Today, it seems like it's really eased off a lot. And there's a lot of people outside, like looking for jobs versus being able to demand, you know, choose whatever they wanted. Have you noticed that as well?
We started to notice that as well, because I think what happened during COVID and 2021, 2022, there was a lot of hires and paid a significant premiums, many companies. And you start to see kind of them a bit shrinking and making more cost adjustments. So you start to get a good pool of talent out there that you can start easier to get to. Not saying it's crazy, it's not, but there's a shift. Definitely there's a shift in the market.
As we slowly start to wrap this up, I also know you're a big traveler. So you travel all around the world. Latest vacation was?
Costa Rica.
So out of all the places you've traveled, how does Costa Rica rank? Like, you have to give me your top three destinations. What would they be with the family? And you got a young family.
Yeah. So I loved being in Greece because I came from the Middle East and the Mediterranean culture. I love it. And the sea and so on. And also the food. Amazing. Costa Rica was a very active type of vacation. We've been to all-inclusives, but we decided this time we're going to do something that is everyone. We went, all the five of us. With the three kids, one of them is 26. So going into an active type of vacation, a great experience for us for 1 week. That's all we needed. It's a great experience. Third one, I would say definitely I was in Slovenia and Croatia. Terrific place as well.
I haven't been to Slovenia. Croatia's unbelievable.
So Slovenia's not that different in terms of nature and landscape, but it's terrific.
Lots more to Alex, not just Glasshouse. Tour guide, international tour guide. Alex, thanks so much for joining us and sharing some of those insights with us. And welcome to the PEO Leadership Community. If there's members listening, I know you can reach Alex, reach out to him. You can ask him lots of different questions in the business that he's in or something related to his travels. If you're interested in our live webcast, The Way Forward Live, and or any other snippets, please take a moment and visit us at peo-leadership.com. You'll find on our site various previous recorded webcasts, which include guests such as Morgan Housel, Professor Janice Stein, Michael Beer, Rob Chestnut, Dr. Jason Seif, Mitchell Goldhar. The list goes on as we cover such topics as mental health, leadership, the new world, and a host of others. Thank you very much for joining us today, and look forward to seeing you again shortly. All the best.